Good morning, everybody. Fred Report giving our last conference call of 2012. I have a cold. I'm on cold medication. We apologize if we sound a little dingy, and our voice is terrible, and that's one of the reasons why we're giving a live call as a recorded call rather than a live call. And so let's get right into it. First, we had an email from one of our people saying that they were a little surprised that I was as optimistic as I was going into this fiscal cliff business. And I would remind everybody, our official position is still that we're in the midst of a bobbing core correction. We still have downside objectives in the 133 to 130 area before this runs its course, although we're more than willing to change our minds on that if it becomes necessary to do so. We did come very close to those lows when we hit 135, but we still see a little bit more corrective activity. And we also think that when this fiscal cliff business is quote-unquote resolved, the market's reaction is going to be a drop of some kind rather than a big rally. However, we are seeing signs that the market is saying that the economy will slightly be better. We're seeing small and mid-cap stocks look pretty decent and rally. We're seeing the transports above 93 on IYT. And I would point out my accumulation model suggests that mid-caps are the strongest group. And when I look at MDY, notice that MDY actually did make all-time highs last week. So, we're still seeing some good stuff here, and we still think that the market could do okay, and possibly in the first part of next year rather than the second. You know, one of the things that's bothering us here is the consensus is that the second half of 2013 is going to be better than the first. That may not be true, and we are seeing fairly strong sectors. We're seeing rotation out of defensive sectors like staples, which we remain overweight. It's still a good chart, but we will change that rating if the market is acting well, and so on. So, things are in abeyance, if you will. We still see some more corrective behavior, but after a drop on the fiscal cliff, the market could actually do reasonably well here in the first half of the year. We'll just have to see. At this point, daily trend following systems are down. The weekly ones are still actually up a little bit. We'll just have to see how things shape up. And we do want to wish everybody, a happy sort of rest of the year on that. We'll have our year-end piece out in the monthly, which we're doing this week. Now, the bond market, we don't have any really strong changes here. If we've made a mistake, it's that we thought the TLT would rally, and in fact, it is not. And we thought the TLT would look better than alternatives. And it actually, in some respects, does short-term, but we still want to use any weakness in LQD and some of the other things, or new buy signals in that, or PGX or PFF, as an opportunity to start to buy some of those units again. So we're taking a look at them even as we speak. They're still in a little bit overbought mode, but those should come down a bit, and then we're going to do pretty well. Commodities. Gold has been a big question, GLD. It's come down and held support. We note that the weekly stochastic has moved down below 20 finally. We thought, and why we wrote that it might get a little bit more pullback a few weeks ago, is that given the pattern on the stochastic, it would come down here. As soon as that turns up, we like it. But I will say I'm going to run the models on Friday. 184 in 3 months is probably too ambitious a target. That will probably come down, but I will also say the accumulation model on gold still looks much better than anything else we have. UHN, heating oil looks better than crude oil, and that is getting its seasonal rally, at least starting. The weekly stochastic has turned up. There should be some more in UHN and also in USO. They are trading weaker than we would have thought, and we may not see USO above 37, but even a move up to 36 would be nice, and we would take that. They're all improving. In terms of the sauce, we've had some questions. We have cocoa in our bucket list. JJS is the main ETF for all the SOFs, the basket of them. And that is a nice base with support in the 53 area. Our Cocoa NIB is still above support in the 29 to 30 area, really 28 to 30. Not a great chart, but you're not going to have everything in a portfolio work all at the same time. So we're happy with that. We'd be happy if it were up, but we're still happy with that and the way it's trading. The big news this week has been the currency markets. Japanese yen, which we've been looking to have come down, has come down with a vengeance here, breaking below the 115 area on Wednesday's close on FXY at 114.56. This could rally at any time, and it could rally back to 117, 118. But we think the trend on this is dramatically down, and we think that this is very good for Japanese stocks. We've been writing about this and talking about this for some time. We note that Japan has made new highs relative to where we were for the earthquake, the highest high we've made since the big earthquake in Japan. The EWJ looks like it's going to test at least 10 to 1050, much above that, 1075 and then 12. JOF, the small cap Japanese, doesn't look nearly as appealing, but it still could rally to 775. The main thing is Japan, we talked about as a sleeper market, and it could be a good sleeper market for next year. No change in our opinion on emerging markets, except to note that EEM is trading well. It's a little bit overbought short term. The accumulation model is still improving a little bit. Much above 45 will be real, real interested. A pullback that holds 40-50 would also get us very interested. And, again, that's going to be a theme more than likely for next year. You know, we haven't had a lot of years where emerging markets have outperformed U.S. small cap. We think that next year could be such a year, so stay tuned. Now we're going to go right into the stocks that we have on the call. JCI is a nice base. Johnson Controls, a move above 33 would be very positive and target 37. We think the stock can test 33. It's a little overbought, but it's a great pattern. SMBL, that is probably a consolidation. We'd be interested in buying that around 1120. It's probably not going to run away on the upside, but it's not a bad chart. If you're looking to sell something on, this would be something to think about selling and buying back. Cisco, nice base, still not a great chart. Above 21.40 would target 22 to 23. It's improving on the weekly chart, but it's still not great. And tech is not one of our favorite sectors here. Apple remains interesting. There's a lot of support in this 515 to 500 area. The weekly stochastic is down, and we feel in a way that this is the last stand for this stock here. If it breaks down much through 500, you're probably going to go to the October 2011 highs at 422. That's where we got our 420 number from. And Apple is trading badly, and its accumulation model is not looking so good. So a little bit of caution there. But if you're aggressive and cautious and willing to use a stop loss, this is actually where you want to be buying Apple, although I wouldn't necessarily do that myself with my money. NVDA, NVIDIA Corporation, nice base. Again, tech not one of our favorites, and everyone seems to be trying to buy it here. The weekly stochastic is up, suggesting a move to 14. The price pattern at 14 looks pretty decent as well, so we could see this move to 14. EBIX, let's have a look at EBIX, not a great chart, looks like it could test 13 to 12 if it breaks down through 15. The weekly stochastic is down but not giving a buy signal. There's some tax loss bounce possibilities on this. We'll just have to see how it does. It doesn't meet our criterion, really. Now, in terms of the tax loss bounce list, we've had a number of stocks look like they're going to do pretty well. Some have rallied at targets. VALE has done that. And it's off the list. Second tranche of those should be purchased this week, and then we'll hold those through the end of January. The other thing I would say is, since many of those stocks have moved up, try not to lose money on these. In other words, if these start going back to break even and the market is really weak in the first part of the year, don't let these go to losses just because there's some real silly rule that we have to hold them till January 31st. In other words, trade prudently and intelligently. With that, we'll wish everyone a happy new year, and we will see everyone after the 1st of January, 2013. Our first portfolios report will be coming out in the next day or two, and our monthly will be coming out next week. And we thank everybody for a great year, and happy new year.